that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this Tuesday, 28 January 2014. And I got an email from a person that wanted to impart their opinion based on what? I'll let you decide. And Mary's two cats, I hope you're listening. If it were not for Jamie Kelso's weekly broadcast for the American Freedom Party, which I am a member, I would not only refuse to listen to your internet radio network, but advise my friends to act likewise. Any good programming you have is negated by your listeners, by your asking listeners, let me be correct here, to donate money to a commercial business that is intended to make a profit. I don't hear other networks asking for money other than PBS, which is supposed to be a nonprofit, and I can only assume that your network is in business to make a profit. If you were selling stock or an interest in the Enterprint matter, as listeners would be making an investment with potential of return. Why do I say this? First, you charge almost $6 to listen to the broadcast archives, which is inexcusable as other networks such as Liberty News Radio Archives are free. Then you interrupt programs with numerous lengthy, mind-numbing commercials, some of which are nothing more than 19th century snake oil pitches. These products are often not only useless, but also can be downright dangerous, like the remedy claimed to heal following a heart attack. However, most outrageous is the ad for an online degree in natural healing, which could lead one to think that someone with such a degree is a qualified medical professional. Then you have the nerve to ask radio hosts to interrupt or not allowed a caller to speak because he has to read your begging appeal for money, which is very rude to both the caller and your audience. It's one thing for the individual host, as some do, to ask the audience for money to buy airtime, but another for a network to beg for money from the audience. Are you a 501c3? You know, why don't you tell your audience that donations can be written off and are tax deductible? Apparently, you think that your listeners are so stupid that they will fall for such a pledge drive. If you can't run this network at a profit, given the monthly archive subscription fee plus paid commercials, then you might best sell the station to someone who can. Now, Mary's two cats, I hope you're listening here today, because you mentioned Liberty News Radio Network. Well, did you know that it has ceased to be a radio network? It is no longer a network.
And that is, who owns that is Sam Bushman. They only have produced programming for two shows, James Edwards and Sam Bushman. Everything else is picked up from other sources. They have no satellites. I don't think they have any radio stations. They do have internet, and yes, they do have archives, but that's all that they have. And I am just, I looked at this and it angered me at first, but then maybe that was the wrong approach to take. Maybe this person is just flat out ignorant, and ignorant is lacking fact. So here's a few facts for you. As I said, Liberty News Radio Network has gone out of business, as well as more than a half a dozen other alternative radio networks. Other networks out there are in trouble. We are, you know, you must be doing a lousy job running your business if you've got to ask for pledges for the network. I'm sorry. Did I not drop in to see what condition my condition was in? Most, you say radio station, sell your radio station. This is not a radio station. Radio stations don't have satellite cost. They don't have hookup cost to the satellite, the uplinks to the satellite. We charge $5.99 for the archives to defray the bandwidth cost, okay? We have a very small staff. I'll give you an example. KLBJ Radio down here in Austin. They've got an AM side and they've got an FM side. They've got 45 or 50 employees. That's a hell of a payroll to make every week. Very little, if any, is left of local programming. They pick up national stuff. So what is that radio station? It doesn't have to worry about uplinks. It doesn't have to worry about T1 lines. It doesn't have to worry about satellite costs. All they do is point a little dish and they pull down the programming, most of which is nationally produced. So they're not burdened with large payrolls. They do have some people working there that do live shows out of the studios, and they do pay those employees. But you're comparing an apple to a pineapple. One's red and smooth and tastes pretty good, and try to take a bite out of the other one, and you'll be picking the spines out of your teeth. It just fascinates me that we have reported, and I would like somebody that actually runs a radio station to come in here and try to run this network the way they want to run a radio station. Thousands, and I mean thousands, of radio stations, both AM and FM, large and small, have gone out of business. They have gone dark because of the economy. So I would just ask the critics of this network, or me personally, it sounds like a personal attack on me, but hey, I'm out there in the public, so hey, take your best shot. But do me a favor. The next time that you want to take my time by reading such diatribe, make sure of your facts. Please. Now, yesterday, I did tell the listening audience that we are in emergency mode for donations, and which we are. We are down exactly 1 month operating cost for this network. 1 month. Since the recession set in and the Alex Jones attack of 07 and then followed by 08 with the declining revenues, ad revenues, and economy, and people buying products and supporting advertisers, we've been going on a sleigh ride to hell without the benefit of snow. And it is not going to get any better. So what was my thought on this? To start an outside business? outside of this network to take the profits to put into this network. And there is reasons for that, because we're not generating the ad revenues that we were. Do you think it's just people that work for somebody else that have a problem getting a paycheck? Or is it the people that were generating the paychecks for the people in the jobs? You seem to be a little ass backwards here. So I will just leave it at this. And I will underscore this. Make sure of your facts before you waste my time.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right. To put it simply, I was given a list here, and I'm going down the list as to bills that have accumulated, and it comes out to be about 1 month's operating cost for the network, which means that we are down 29 grand. Holy mackerel. Bitcoin, anybody? And our satellite provider told us that, well, you're 2 months down and soon to be three, and if you don't catch it up, we're going to shut you off by this weekend. Oh, really? Thank you very much. So, at any rate, we are in an emergency situation. It's as simple as that. And we are doing everything humanly possible at this network to attract more revenue to the network. We've been having meetings here with sales staff, and we're charting a course, and we're going to stick to it. And we're going to do everything that we can to be commercially, two cats, commercially viable. It's not easy to do. It is not easy to do. Steve in California. Hello, Steve.
Hi, John.
Hi.
John, I'm sorry, but wrong show this time. I call on quite a bit. Hey, I just wanted to say that I am very supportive of RBN, and I joined today. I actually sent a donation check out today.
Thank you.
I appreciate all the hard work you guys do. I appreciate your honesty and your willingness to go into subjects and topics that other people won't touch because it's too sensitive. I think your logo, because you can handle the truth, definitely fits you guys, and I'm very proud to be a loyal listener to your network. I appreciate it.
Well, and I thank you for those sentiments. And what I alluded to the other day, I think we've kind of lost this sense of family, because when a network expands and you add radio stations, you're driving down the road, you're channel surfing, you hit something and you start to listen to something. Well, you're just the new guy. And it's real hard for a lot of times to do class 101. For people coming in out of the cold, the only thing they're interested in doing is warming up. And we're trying to warm them up, but we can't go back to square one. We try to do the best that we can and accommodate the new people coming in. And it has always fascinated me, Steve, that everybody on this network that has listened for any length of time, they get it. This is our job one, to steal the tagline from Ford. This is our job. A job one is information, a vetted, researched information. Do we make mistakes on this network? Absolutely. But are they corrected? Absolutely. But what we're doing here is building, and this is hard to do. We are building an instructive network to educate people. So one day that, they don't have to be glued 24/7 to this network. They can conduct their lives. They can listen to the vitriol and the propaganda and figure it out for themselves. We bring people out of the dark.
You sure do. From one you to another, thank you very much. I grew up and lived in Provo and lived in Orem, so thank you so much for what you're doing.
All right. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate your call. I hate whiners, okay? I don't like people to complain. I don't like doing pledge drives. I don't like asking for money from people. I do not. But there comes a time that every business in this country is restructuring. How are they handling it? A lot of people are laying off. A lot of people are just doing skeletal business. And that's just to keep the doors open, to make a payroll for another week, hoping against hope that things are going to get better. There's going to have to be some major transformational changes that go on in this country. We're going to have to go through worse than what we're going through right now. And it's going to wake a lot of people up. Unfortunately, it's going to wake them up to a living nightmare. And they're not going to have what you have, namely knowledge. Knowledge is the most, a lot of people have said, well, wealth or money, that's power. Knowledge is power. The old story about taking a successful businessman that knows how to conduct his business and to do his sales and to build his business. If you strip that man of everything, all of his money, take him and strip his clothes off, plop him down in another area and say, there you go. That man will build his wealth again. Why? Because he has the knowledge to do so. A lot of people are dependent on other people's business. And when you think about that, this is the way money circulates. Businesses hire people, they earn a paycheck, they go shop other businesses. They get the plumber. They pay the plumber. They buy groceries at their grocery store. You know, and on it goes. People are making hard choices as to what they want to live without now versus what they were used to having, and they took advantage of it. But they also did something else. They took it for granted. It is not going to be an easy year for anybody. Not for anybody. And I am dedicated to what we do here. And thank you guys for the people that have donated. But the words that I've heard coming out of your mouths on the phone and in the emails and on air, I have that sense again that we're becoming family once again. Because people, I'm sorry to say, they took the network for granted. Like this one person I just told you about, well, you got all kinds of money. You're a radio network. What the hell are you doing begging for money? It's because this network was never geared to be a business. If I just wanted to go conduct business, it sure as hell wouldn't be in radio. It sure as hell wouldn't be in radio. Years ago, I don't know who coined the phrase. They said, you want to get rich? Don't do radio. Radio is, in my estimation, for two things. Education and entertainment. Some people find some hosts on this network entertaining, but also informative. But it's the education that's important. It's the knowledge that's imparted that people can absorb and make that part of their lives to make the decisions that they have to make tomorrow and next week and next month. As one guy put it, you guys are the canary in the coal mine. We know if you blow up, we're going to start grabbing our hats. I'm asking the listeners out there. One lady, I did not take the donation, but it made me cry. I mean, literally brought me to tears. Because here's a single woman with three children, and she donated $100, and she said, if I can do this, the rest of you can do it. And we've had a couple of people here step up with greater amounts, and we are greatly appreciative. But I am looking, and these figures don't lie. We need to raise about $29,000 here real fast. So I'm going to ask you again, please dial the numbers that we have given you, 800-724-2719. Sandra, which many of you know is my wife, Julie took her spot here at the network. She's in here today. Call her up, say hi, and here's a donation. And after 6 p.m., 877-605-9200 as well. Use both of those numbers. They came and took
it all away. I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111. Or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh, Lynn, I'm telling you, in response to the email from Mary Two Cats, she said, this woman is so off base. What I got out of your impassioned pleas for donations is that somehow, some way, every listener has a responsibility to give a little something. I struggled all month knowing I had absolutely zero FRNs to help out the one network that keeps us so well informed. I finally decided to dig into my little tiny stash of silver, which I mailed yesterday. As much as it pains me knowing it'll be worth someday so much more, I feel better knowing if RBN doesn't survive, it won't be because I didn't help out when I could. It's not much, John, but damn it, if we lose such valuable programming as you offer, we'll all be in the dark. Good luck and best wishes. And Mary Two Cats, get your head out of the dark places you have it. If everyone would pitch in a little, John wouldn't have to plead for the help. Thank you, Lynn in Washington. And you know, all things being equal, if we weren't in the middle of a damn depression and money being so tight, there was a time, ladies and gentlemen, that we didn't do donation drives. And I got, quite frankly, sick and tired of doing it because I know what position a lot of people are in out there. A lot of people are not. They're a little bit more well cushioned than others. So this is what I'm going to do here today. We ran out of the copper. We still have the mugs and t-shirts. If you make a $100 donation to the network or more, we'll give you an RBN mug and an RBN t-shirt with our heartfelt thanks. but also something else. For a donation of $100 or more, we'll give you a free year's archives, which I think is worth $71 and some odd cents at $5.99 a month. And what we're going to need is your login and your password. If you do not, if you're not signed up for the archives, boy, here's a way that you can make your life a lot easier. A lot of people's schedules conflict with a lot of the programming we have on the network. And I appreciate and understand that. So when you're signed into the archives, you can listen to all the programming on this network at your leisure. Phone rings, hit the pause button. Gotta go potty? Hit the pause button. Gotta go take care of the kids, cook the meal, do whatever, clean house? Turn it up. It is the key to this network is going to be continual expansion, that everything is set in place. And for those stations that are out there, that are right on the verge of going dark themselves. Maybe it's time to flip a little bit of the format. Maybe it's time to start giving people a little bit of the truth. And do not be afraid. Be bold. Don't be afraid. Because what we're putting out there, ladies and gentlemen, literally is a blueprint for this country's survival and restoration. Those are pretty high-sounding words, but they are true. They are true. So give us a call here, 800-724-2719. Or you can go to our donation page that is on the network, republicbroadcasting.org. This is very, very easy to do. Two ways you can get there. There's a rotating banner at the top, news banner, or on the right-hand side, under the RBN Updates Pledge Drive. Click on that button. It has our address there, Republic Broadcasting Network. You can simply put RBN. The address is 222251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can also call 800-724-2719 or after 6-877-605-9200. Also on that page is a PayPal button. Just click that on, and you can make your donation by way of PayPal. If you want to take advantage of the year's worth of archives, just put that in your note with your donation. We will get that. And include your email. You do that, we'll be able to email you back. We'll be able to be in contact with you, pick out a login and password, and include your phone number, or if you're not comfortable with that, your email. This is all private unless the government's snooping on it. We do not sell our list. We do not share our listener list with anybody. That's not, and we're here to protect your privacy. It's the way it should be. It's a labor of love. And many people say I'm not the most loving person on the face of the earth. And it's, at times I can be abrasive. And understand where this is coming from. Because we have such a Herculean task ahead of us. Almost like a refoundering and a restructuring of an existing country. Take a look at what's going on around the world, folks. Take a look at what's going on. We have a government that's been flipped. The insane ones are now in charge. And the rest of us are just out here just looking and watching all of this going on. You cannot defeat a people if they are knowledgeable. You can only defeat them if they are ignorant. You can only defeat them if they are ignorant. And something else happens along the way. Once people start to perceive and understand the strength that's building. This is not a pep talk. This is not a segment to make you feel good. These are the plain facts. More and more people are finding out what's going on and what's gone wrong. How can you set things to right if you don't even know what's gone wrong? How? You know, I had posted on the website. It is a government third grade class. It's government class that's being taught in public schools. And this is amazing. The email goes that an old school chum sent us this Ohio-based third-grade government study guide showing that the generation immediately following ours is under a more than subtle approach to behavioral modification. And this is the curriculum that they're teaching third graders. Citizens are members of the community. What makes a good citizen? Citizens don't litter to keep the environment clean. Citizens help schools. Citizens fix homes. Citizens vote on leaders. Citizens pay taxes to government. Citizens do not argue. Huh? Good things citizens do. Citizens respect each other, volunteer to help each other, obey the laws and don't litter and elect officials. Yeah, just pay your taxes and vote. That's what makes you a good American. And citizens' responsibilities and how they help our city. Respecting others makes a friendly community. Obeying laws keeps our city safe. Voting puts good people into office, really? Boy, how many times has that gone wrong? Put them in office representing whom based on what? When we pay taxes to help keep roads in shape, pays for our garbage pickup, and fire and police services. We used to do all of that, and we still had money left in our pocket. What went wrong? And citizens' responsibilities and how they can help our city. Well, we think the study guide given out before Christmas break of last year, 2013, speaks for itself. It may or may not be Common Core based, but keep in mind this, ladies and gentlemen, minds in which to mold. Thank you, Mr. Rockefeller. Behavioral molding schooling precedes Common Core by decades. Aside from the take-home message that if you don't button your mouth, obey the laws, vote and pay taxes, you're bad, a third grader can also learn incorrect spelling and grammar with this guide as well. All kinds of grammatical errors. You know, there was a time that we had one-room schoolhouses, and a lot of kids could only go to the third or fourth grade because they had to go help out on the farm. But even with a third-grade education, we built a country. We built a nation. Was that because we weren't schooled properly? No. It's because we were independent of the government. We used our minds, we used our muscle, and we used our will. All of that's being taken away. And people are being beat to death. It's time to stop this. Are you with us?
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extend My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, and I've got calls in queue here. Let me roll these quickly. Steve in Massachusetts. Hello, Steve.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Pleasure to talk to you. Just wanted to chime in on the vein that you're talking about here with raising money for the network. I've been a long-time listener. I've contributed twice during this pledge drive alone. I contribute every time that I can. And I don't do it with an ounce of animosity. I know that absolutely what we have in this country is a war, not against people in Afghanistan or the Middle East, but against the tyrants that are destroying this country at all levels of government. Those of you who will not help this network in its time of need should hang your heads in shame. I know we got a lot of great listeners who support this, but there's a lot of people out there who don't lift a finger. And if you don't lift a finger and can't send in 20 or 25 bucks in your time of need, John, then I don't want to even admit that these people are my fellow countrymen. I'm embarrassed to be in the same country that they are when they can't appreciate the type of programming that your network puts out. I listen to a lot of different things, and there is nothing that compares to RBN out there. And if you people can't contribute when John needs help here, then like I say, I'm embarrassed to be your fellow countrymen, and we're going to lose a great country because you are at the forefront of the war there, and we need more people like you doing what you do. I certainly thank you, and that's all I've got to say. Thank you very much for what you do, sir.
Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
That stuff, that kind of stuff, just it cracks me up. I have a hard time. I have a hard time even listening to that because our job's not done. Our job is nowhere near done. Jimmy in New Mexico. Hello, Jimmy.
My friend. Hey, boss, how you doing?
Hi.
Yeah, I dropped an email after a little phone call the other day. I hope you got it.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Well, being a 100% service-connected vet, I'm going to make a challenge to the other vets out there. I don't get to do anything up till the end of the week when our checks come in. But I'm going to put $100 in, and I'm going to challenge all the other vets. We know what we took an oath of service to do, protect and defend all enemies, foreign and domestic. And you guys that are sitting out there, you know what you've done. You know what you've gone through. A bunch of you carry a lot of secrets just like I do. And our ghosts haunt us a lot of times. John goes off the air, if this station goes dark or even has to power back the partial deal, we've lost it. We've lost a lot. And I'll give you one of my favorite quotes, John, and it's always reminded me of you. By the way, I remembered back when I first started listening to you, back around when you were Genesis, and it was either just before or just after Waco.
Oh, yeah.
So it's been a while you and I've been together.
Yes, sir.
But I'm going to leave you a quote. And everybody out there listening, think about this. This is what John does, and this is what John's history has been. And this quote comes from Samuel Adams. It does not require a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority can set brush fires in people's minds. That's what you have done since the beginning of your radio career with us out here, is to set those brush fires. And I'm proud to call you a friend, and I'll be here for you, boss. And like I said, these other vets out there, you know, scrounge around. You can pull a little bit, and let's just put it in there and keep it going.
Jimmy, thank you for those sentiments, and I will be contacting you. You had a lot of good ideas, and we'll be talking.
I will, boss, but the most thing is, my tongue got in front of my eye teeth today and it's been stuck there. I can't see what I'm saying.
Jimmy.
But everybody, come on. Even if it's just a little bit, it all adds up. It's like when we do Christmas for our troops. A kid will come up and put one bag of M&Ms in there. And I have to explain to that kid because they're apologizing. It's all they had. And I'm like,
yeah.
No. You put that in there and it adds up. This year we sent 2,567 boxes to our kids in Afghanistan. Almost 9 tons of goodies went to those kids. And they went to a name and an APO, not to someone to hand out.
Yeah.
So if we can do that for the troops over there, come on, folks. Let's do it for John.
Jimmy, thank you. I appreciate your sentiments, sir. Thank you very, very much. And let me just say that, you know, I pegged this thing at a donation level of $100 because the need is so great. Some people, Jimmy, will hear what you said. Well, you can send a little. A little, I gotta be honest with you right now. A little from everybody is not going to keep this network up. Emergency situation. I don't know if you caught this. I got a satellite company that told me, it said, look, you're down a couple of months, going on 3 months in your bill. If you don't catch it up by this weekend, we're going to turn you off and leave you off. That's what I was told today. After we sent one payment over, they said, you still owe us two. You don't pay that by the end of the week, you're off the air. These are the hard and fast realities. And again, let me assure you that we are doing everything humanly possible. We're going to continue to shave costs for this network. Ironically, it's going to cost money. I want to put a voice over
IP phone system in this network. We're using an old Intertel system. And back in the day, top phone system. We bought it used. It's been working fairly well, but this is using the landlines, and this costs money. Just our long distance and T1 line cost, we can take that and almost eliminate $3,000 a month from the cost of this network. But it's going to cost us to go out and find a voice over IP network to replace this one. It's going to take a little bit of money to save money. So this is an ongoing process. So please, I'm asking you to give as much as you humanly can. And hopefully this will be the last damn time I've ever got to get on the air and beg to keep what we have built going. Kim in South Dakota. Hello, Kim. We're running out of time.
Hi, John.
Hi.
That made me mad, that email. I mean, I've talked to you before. I have 6 kids, going on 4 grandkids. We're barely struggling to survive, but I still donate. And, you know, if she's going to sit there and be like that, why does she even bother listening?
And she's listening to a political show, and she doesn't understand the rest of the network. She doesn't understand what we are and what we do. She doesn't understand what we are and how a network even runs. She doesn't know anything. That's why I said, you know, please, people, I'll answer anybody's email. But you approach me with such ignorance and make accusation, you know, God Almighty, it just blows me away. But again, it goes to the ignorance level, and hers is way high.
Well, I can't do the 100, but I'm sending in 25.
Thank you, dear. I mean, I appreciate that.
You know, my kids make $7-$8 an hour, and then they're telling Mom I'm hungry. I mean, this lady has no clue what people are going through that really need this show, and that they are willing to cut back on something to give to the show. You know, I just don't understand it.
Kim, you do. Other people don't. Hopefully they will. Thank you so much, ma'am. I appreciate
okay,
it.
Okay, switch me over to the guy, and I'll give him my numbers.
All righty. I will certainly do that. Thanks again, Kim. And let me take Tim in Illinois. We got maybe a minute and a half.
Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, I'd like people to remember why they tuned in, what they tuned in for. They're looking for truth, and they want to get away from the lies. You were talking about citizenship. You could have easily just substituted the word citizen for slave.
Yeah.
We don't want to be slaves. We want to be free people. We want to think for ourselves and make decisions on our own. Please don't forget it. My family and I, we're on a fixed income. We're tight, man. I'm going to tell you. We donated yesterday, all right?
Thank you.
And more than happy to. I just want to make sure that we do our part. And please, everybody listening out there, I know the numbers are out there. Please donate and keep the information flowing.
God bless you, Tim. Thank you, sir. 800-724-2719 or 877-605-9200. Go to the website. Donate by PayPal, folks. Emergency alert. With finance.